The decision to invade Iraq continues to haunt the daily lives of Iraqis. You only need to look back to last weekend in that market in Baghdad where so many people died, 250 at last count. Would that bombing have happened were it not for the invasion? We'll never know for sure. We want to tell you, though, about one of the people who lost their lives in that attack, a man who, despite the violent world around him, was filled with joy and life. He went by the name Adel Euro. He was a rapper and a dancer. Last year, he spoke with the BBC through an interpreter about his passion for dance.
I find myself when I'm dancing. I think I was born to be a dancer.
But Adel Euro said his parents warned him about his dancing in public.
Well, at the beginning when they saw me dancing, they didn't care much. But later when they saw me dancing a lot and doing lots of these moves, they spoke to me and told me that what I am doing could be dangerous in Iraq because it is not our culture. Like, I cannot be dancing in the street or doing these moves outside. So they said that this will bring you more troubles in your life and there is no future for this art or this thing or this hobby you like in Iraq.
Were your parents right that this would get you into trouble?
Yes, they were right. I was once filming in the park, and when I go to the park, I try to find some isolated place where nobody can see me, and I do these moves. Otherwise, I would not do it in front of people. But the police came up, and they said that what I'm doing is a shame and shouldn't be done in public. This is only what women do. So they said, we're going to take you to the police station if you continue.
What did you say to the police?
Well, when they told me they were going to take me to the police station, I told them that what I'm doing is not dancing. It's like a kind of martial arts. And now I'm training and practicing these in public. So I told them this is martial arts and they got it and they accepted this. They said, okay.
Have you done it in public since?
Well, after they told me this, I took my camera. I went home. I stayed home for a while thinking about other alternative places to go and dance there in secret. And again, I went to the same place when there were no people and no police. But I need to be careful every time I go out, just not to face these situations again.
Adel Euro wrote on Facebook a few months back that dance was a way for him to turn away from the violence and destruction in his country. In the end, he could not escape it. He was one of the many people killed last weekend in Baghdad. We have a video of Adel Euro's first stage performance up on our website, PRI.org.